My father calls me with questions all the time, so he listens right away.
All right.
Daf Chav Vav. Siv Beis. Ein Mavar Kan Al Yareach, Ela B'Motzei Shabbos, K'shemubusam U'Begadav Noyim. You're not supposed to do Kiddush Levana. The ideal time to do Kiddush Levana is Motzei Shabbos, when you're wearing nice clothing, because you wear nice clothing for Shabbos, so then you're still wearing it for Motzei Shabbos. This is only a mitzvah min ha-muvchar. This is like the best thing to do. It doesn't mean that you can't do it if you're not wearing nice clothing. That's why Mishnah Berurah brings out you should, if you do Kiddush Levana during the week, you should wear nice clothing also. But he says that's not really our minhag. Our minhag is not to do so. The Magen Meisharim says that you should, the months that you do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos, you'll have a good year, and the months that you don't do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos, you'll have a bad month. I don't know if that's proven to be true for everyone, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Meisharim. The same thing is true, Motzei Yontif, you could also do Kiddush Levana because you're wearing nice clothing, but Prima Gadim points out that this is only a Motzei Shavuos, because Pesach and Sukkot, it's already too late, because it's after the 15th of the month, so you wouldn't be able to do Kiddush Levana anymore anyway. The Ramah continues, V'dafkim le'motzei Shabbos u'kodim yod ha'chodesh. This is only if Motzei Shabbos falls out before the 10th of the month. Then you should wait till Motzei Shabbos to do Kiddush Levana, where you'll be dressed nicely. But if Kiddush Levana falls out after the 10th, then ein matin amotzei Shabbos. You don't wait till Motzei Shabbos. Shema yushnei leilot zoshosh arba'an anan velo yir alavan aviyavar zman. Let's say you say, I'm a firm guy, I'm going to wait till Motzei Shabbos to do Kiddush Levana. It's the 11th of the month and it's cloudy. And then it's the 12th and it's cloudy, 13th and it's cloudy, and then you can't do Kiddush Levana anymore because you wanted to be so firm to be able to do Kiddush Levana in your nice clothing. That's what he says. The Mishnah Berurah says that you could just wear nice clothing during the week if you want. Sorry, the Ramah says, if you do it during the week, you should wear nice clothing. But the poskim say that's not our minhag if you have to do it during the week. You don't do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av or before Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah says for Tisha B'Av because we're in Avelus at that time. And before Yom Kippur because we're so worried about the din that's coming upon us, so we're not able to focus on the mitzvah, so you should wait till afterwards instead. But the Vilna Gaon says, no, you should never wait. Not for Motzei Shabbos, not for Yom Kippur, not for Tisha B'Av. You should always do it right away because mitzvah haba liyadcha al tach mitzena. You want to do the mitzvah as early as possible. Another issue to keep in mind is Berovam Hadras Melech, that we try to do the mitzvah with as many people as possible. That's what the Ber Halacha brings, that's why you should also do it Motzei Shabbos, because that's when you're gathering a lot of people. So these are the different things to keep in mind when it comes to Kiddush Levana. Wearing nice clothing, doing it Berovam Hadras Melech, versus doing it as early as possible. So the Vilna Gaon always says do it as early as possible, but we generally say no, wait till Motzei Shabbos if possible, as long as it's been at least 3 days since the Molad, then you should wait until Motzei Shabbos to do it. And then if it doesn't work out on Motzei Shabbos, so then do it another night. Ideally, when you're doing it that other night, maybe you could wear nice clothing. And you should do it like after Maariv, make an announcement so that you could gather a bunch of people together so you could have Berov Am, which the Ber Halacha says is just three people. You'll already have Berov Am. Worst comes to worst, you could just walk outside of your house and say Kiddush Levana by yourself. But ideally, you should try and have those things while you're doing it.